Dictation for Maria Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-Z, May 1763. Address as a letter to McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E, Home, 3884113, Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, answers at McBride Home. Consultation, Mrs. Morales, with chronic kidney disease, was seen at Lansing by nurse practitioner Mrs. Lockhart, L-U-C-K-H-A-R-D-T, for nephrology. Comes accompanied with caregiver and DPOA. Recently have a left-sided brachial fistula without any complications, developing very nicely. Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-N-A-C-C-I, has underlying diabetic nephropathy. No reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No reported changes in urine, cloudiness, or blood. No recent chest pains. No dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Mobility is decreased. No recent falling episode. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-standing diabetes, progressive renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, prior alcohol abuse, peripheral neuropathy, probably a combination of diabetes and alcohol. She's not aware of chronic liver disease, prior vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism 7-8 years ago, hypertension, migraines, coronary artery disease with a prior balloon 2008, as negative stress test 2023, no TIS stroke or seizures, history of ovarian cancer, surgery without recurrence. She is not aware of active blood anemia or blood transfusion. There is some degree of retinopathy, neuropathy. There is autonomic neuropathy with low blood pressure on standing. Next paragraph, surgeries including C-section, hysterectomy, ovarian cancer, left-sided AV fistula, exploratory laparotomy for bowel obstruction adhesions, appendix, gallbladder, left eye cataract surgery, diabetic retinopathy treatment on the right eye, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, she starts smoking around 13 years of age, one pack per day, discontinued October last year. Heavy drinking in a daily basis, vodka, apparently discontinued 10 years ago. No history of kidney disease. She has a daughter, 35 years old. Next paragraph, medications include Lipitor, stool softener, Cymbalta, Eliquis, Pepcid, Flonase, Folic acid, Nurantin, Lentas, Claritin, Prilosec, Topamax, which apparently is for migraine. Has been taking Macrodantin to prevent urinary tract infection, vitamin D, insulin Humalog, Norvas, prior lisinopril discontinue, and she also takes benztropine, B-E-N-Z-T-R-O-P-I-N-E, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 130 over 70. This is on the right side, it's sitting position, starting 100 and 250. Has an AV fistula on the left brachial area. Blood pressure at the facility fluctuates in the 120s to 150s over 70s and 80s. She's slow to respond, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, expresses aphasia, no palpable neck masses, no thyrocarotid bruit JBD, does have a systolic ejection murmur, probably aortic valve, appears regular. Actually, thyroid appears full, but no tenderness. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, probably fusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, no palpable libre spleen ascites masses, good dorsal pedis pulses, non-focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available is from June. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine at 2.65, representing a GFR of 20, stage 4, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal globular cell platelet, iron saturation has been above 20, anemia 8.9, MCV of 91, is my understanding. Dr. Freestone is providing Procrit, PROCRIT. She has gross albumin in the urine, more than 300 milligrams. She was in the thousands. No blood in the urine, 1+ of protein. Liver function test not elevated. A1C in the recent past, 6 and 5.9. There is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast, which is reported from June of this year. The gallbladder is absent, liver appears normal, spleen normal, kidneys without obstruction, calcification of the vessels, bladder is not distended, the absence of the uterus, appendix is absent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, probably combination of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. There is gross proteinuria, but no activity for blood or cells inflammation to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Already has a left-sided baby fistula, which appears to be developing very nicely. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has anemia that you are using the Procrit. Our goal hemoglobin is 10 to 11.5. Please monitor ferritin besides the iron saturation, as potentially might require oral or intravenous iron. We will monitor electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH for potential binders or vitamin D125. Chemistry should be done in a monthly basis. We start dialysis based on symptoms, which she does not have. Most people will be a GFR of 10 to 12. She needs to give a thought if she would like to explore potential transplant. There is significant postural blood pressure changes, as indicated above, which will limit how aggressive the blood pressure can be controlled, as we want her to be as active as possible. In terms of the macrodantin for urinary tract infection prophylaxis, technically should not be used for GFR less than 40. I did not change for the time being. I also did not put her back on ACE inhibitors or ARBs, but I would like to try that in the future. We should try to use this ACE or ARB as long as possible, as long as the creatinine, as long as the potassium is not a major issue. In terms of mental status, I don't know if this is the first encounter or this is baseline from prior alcohol abuse, but she appears with some degree of cognitive decline. We will follow over time. All questions answered. End of dictation.